The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at its voice, trembles at its voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great, how great is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing. And so, Lord, we come lifting you up this morning, singing of your greatness, singing What a great and a mighty God we serve. No wonder the songwriter says, angels bow down before you, and the heavens and the earth adores you, because you are such a great and a mighty God. You're so great and greatly to be praised, that the songwriter says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, that your name was just that worthy to be praised. So from the beginning of our day to the ending of our day, your name was worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the adoration. And so we lift our voices up to you this morning and declare that you are a great and a mighty God. No wonder God angels bow down before you. No wonder the heavens and the earth adores you, because you are great and you are mighty and you are greatly to be praised. And we thank you for yet another day that you've allowed for us to be able to see, God. We pray that your will might be done in our lives this day in the name of Jesus, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Put us under subjection. Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the wheels and cast the devil out of the way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want you to get the glory. All glory, all of the honor, all of the praise by everything, in everything that we do on this day. We don't want any of our flesh to get any of your glory. We don't want any of our bad attitudes to get any of your glory. Lord, we don't want the spirit of doubt or the spirit of foolishness or the spirit of confusion or the spirit of pride and haughtiness. We don't want to allow anything to cause us to be separated from your great and mighty love today. So God, come the morning, have your way in us right now in the name of Jesus, as you shape us and mold us to be the instruments that you need for us to be on this day. Lord, don't let any of this flesh get any of your glory, God, but put it under subjection right now. We cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. We cast the devil out of the wheels, Lord, and we cast the devil out of the way, God. We plead the blood, because your blood is the only thing that can wash away our sins. We plead the blood, because your blood is the only thing that can make us whole again. And so do it, God, for your glory, and do it for your honor, and do it for your praise as we continue in our 31 days of prayer. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you allowed us to make it to day 27. Lord, it just, again, it seems like it was just yesterday that we started this initiative or started this consecration. Lord, and you have taken us higher and higher each and every day. Lord, it has been a labor of love. It has been a sacrifice of praise. But we know that when we offer unto you the sacrifice, Lord, oh God, you get the glory out of our lives. Honor our commitment. Honor our consecration. Honor this time that we set aside on a daily basis to pray. Because, Lord, you told us in your word that men ought to always 27 days, Lord, we have not given up hope. For 27 days, Lord, we have not taken a day off. For 27 days, God, we have not taken any time off from our prayer consecration, but we've earnestly sought your face. Lord, we sought you, God, early in the morning while you may yet be found. And, Lord, some of us even continue throughout the day, whether we were offering unto you a sacrifice of praise or we found ourselves meditating you and praying to you all day long, Lord. But we have committed ourselves to you over these days, Lord, so that you would get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let none of this be done for vain glory. Let none of this be done in vain. But let it be that, God, that we'll reap what we have sown. As we have sacrificed and sown in tears, and we sown in love, and we sown in peace, and we sown in joy, God, let us reap what we have sown, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come close to entering into our new year, God. Order our footsteps, Lord, as we end the year with a bang by consecrating ourselves and setting ourselves aside for your glory and for your honor, Lord. Do it right now, God. Get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory, God, out of our actions. Get the glory, Lord, out of our prayer time, Lord. Get the glory, God, out of everything that we've done, Lord. It's that you would get the glory out of our lives. And so, Lord, as we continue in this day, Lord, we continue in the mindset, Lord, our focus today is that our faith might be revealed. That, Lord, we won't just say that we have faith and our faith don't do anything and our faith is not active, Lord, but we want to declare that we have faith so that the faith will yield results. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. And Lord, we don't want our faith to be dead, but we want our faith to show how much we trust in you. And Lord, and so we were trusting you. You didn't create us to worry. You didn't create us to fear. Lord, you didn't create us to just go the day after day without giving you glory, but you created us to daily worship you, to daily adore you, to be an example of you, to reflect the spirit of love and the spirit of compassion, the same spirit that you show upon us each and every single day. And so, Lord, let us be about our Father's business this day. In everything that we do, let it be done for your glory, God, that someone might see your glory, that someone might see the light that's shining in us, and that we may be an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, an example of a compassionate and a loving God. Thank you for being our perfect example, that you're not even a God that lords over us, but you are a God who is an example of love and expect us to follow your example of love in everything that we do and everything that we say. And so, Lord, as we go through this day, we ask that you would take us higher in you in the name of Jesus. Lord, each round goes higher and higher, and each opportunity that you have for us, Lord, we want to fulfill it. Lord, you do things on purpose. You're not a God that does things by happenstance, and you're not a God that does things in last minute. But everything that you do, you have ordained it, God. You have ordered it for our life. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, meaning, God, that they're planned out. It's not something that you just let happen or that you do just by happenstance, but you order our footsteps. And so since you order our footsteps, Lord, we need you to do it again today, that you will lead, God, and direct us, Lord. Grant us wisdom and grant us strength. God, anoint us for this very day and for this very hour so that you will get the glory out of our lives and, Lord, that we'll be pleasing to you. And we'll put a smile on your face and, Lord, that we may be able to worship you in spirit and in truth throughout this day and throughout the remainder of this year. Now, God, lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us wisdom, grant us strength, grant us clear glory out of our lives, Lord, and do it for your glory, and do it for your honor, and do it for your praise. Lord, I pray for those that are sick among us. I speak healing into the life of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that's our faith, putting our faith into action. Lord, there's no reason for us to say that you can believe that you can heal and don't allow our faith to make it happen. And so, Lord, faith without works is dead. I speak life over our bodies. I speak life over our finances. I speak life over our homes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life over our ministries, Lord. I speak life on our jobs. I speak life in everything we put our hands to do, over our relationships, and everything that we put our hands to do. Lord, I speak life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I know that I believe that you can, and I believe without a shadow of a doubt that you will heed my request. Heed my plea, like you've done with the healing of baby Noel, like you've done with the healing of little baby Nova, Bella Nova, and, Lord, all of the people that we place on our prayer request, Lord, that you have answered our prayers and answered our pleas. So, God, get the glory this day. We speak life right now, and we give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praises. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.